One friend was asked, "How long do you sleep on Sundays?" And he replied, "It depends how long the sermon is." This one will be short, and you will sleep very briefly. Young children hate to be compared to their brothers or sisters. Why can't you be like him or her? Why can't you do this? And young children often use as an excuse the behavior of others. "Look, he did this, why can't I? You did not yell at them when they did something wrong. Why can't I do it?" And often the response will come back from the parent, "If everyone jumps off the bridge, will you jump off it also?" Adults do the exact same thing. We often say that children are afraid of the dark and adults are afraid of the light. We like to keep things hidden because we've become better at it. But in today's gospel about the heavenly kingdom being compared to a wedding feast between the church and Jesus, it reminds us, who is our prime example? Who is the first in faith? It is Jesus. He is our fortress. The Lord is my shepherd. And a thousand other phrases in sacred scripture that remind us, he is the light, the way, and the truth. Not simply his teachings, but he is the prime example. And adults often like to say, "But look what hypocrites are there. Look what she did. Look what he did. Look what the priest, bishops, or the pope did." We are very childish sometimes, no matter what age we are. But the church reminds us, who is our prime example? Jesus is our prime example. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. In the prologue of St. John that we read on Easter, Jesus reminds us of the depth of his love, and it was not based on our reciprocity that we responded kindly. We took him, hanged him on the tree, and in this way, his people responded to his love. But he came back, showed the apostles his wounds, and did not remind them that they were the cause of them. So the next time you are tempted to make yourself feel better or be better because someone else was worse, imagine yourself on the day of judgment standing before Jesus, and he will say to each one of us, "Why were you busy finding excuses for your behavior when I gave you an example of how to live in this life? Why did you not look at me? Why did you not follow me? Oh, but he did something bad. She was a bad example. My parents weren't nice. My friends abandoned me." And why did we not look at Jesus? So although we forget that the child in us always likes to find excuses, the grace of Jesus should give us the courage to walk into the light, to see what is wrong, and then to pray for the amazing grace that Jesus gives us to become a better person. Because the best sign of love to your neighbor is to become an example of how to live well, not how to hide well from the truth. Slava Isusu Christu.